Final round of locker room chats continuing tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got David Boucher, Royal Valley girls coach, joining us here for a few minutes. Brought to you by Houghton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, a lot to dissect in our final conversation this week as we get ready for sub-state tournament action here tonight for you guys. But let's go back to the regular season finale earlier this week. It was on a Tuesday night. You guys were at home, wrapped things up with a 47-44 win against Houlton. Let's start there. What'd you take away from that win on a Tuesday night?
Oh, but that's two good teams battling out, evenly matched teams, you know, throwing punches at each other, and it was just it was a lot of fun to be a part of. You know, we go up early, you know, senior night, and it's special. Our seniors are special, and Sam, Athena, and Avery, and Stormy, and those are our four special kids I've seen play since, you know, maybe fourth, fifth grade. I think it was the first time I watched Athena, Sam, and Avery play. And it's kind of sad to see it end, but it's just two good teams just battling out. We go up early and then they battle back, take the lead late, and then we close it out with three consecutive buckets and three consecutive possessions.
You guys have certainly probably, I don't know, I guess your opinion, are you feeling like right now you're playing your best basketball at the right time? You guys are 6-1 in the month of February, the only loss to the defending 3A champs in Silver Lake since that loss, back-to-back wins against Perry and Houlton leading up to this Sabetha contest tonight. But what would you attribute maybe to the success that you guys have had here in the month of February?
I think we're playing connected. I think we're practicing connected. You know, we share the ball really well, and we averaged over double-digit assists. I think we averaged like close to 13 assists a game on 18 made shots. And so that just shows you how tight knit we are. Our turnover number is down. Last night it was a little higher than we'd like it to be. A little higher being a lot higher, but that's, you know, both teams last night kind of turned the ball over a little bit. We're just playing more connected. We are averaging, I think we're averaging 5 more points a game in the month of February than we did in January and December combined. So that those assist numbers, those limited turnovers are leading to more baskets. And we're going to be a great offensive rebounding team. We're second in the league in rebounds, in total rebounds. We're the number one team in the league in rebounds per game. And so it really just shows how hard these girls work and how much effort they put into it and how much they care about their community and about their school.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys. You guys open up the sub-state tournament tonight at home against Sabetha. Just talk about the matchup here and keys for success in getting a win and moving on to next week.
I think a key in basketball is staying highly focused on this possession and not worried about the future and not let the past affect us. And so really the number one key is being, you know, playing each possession, you know, 150 possessions, one possession at a time, you know, and value, you know, and really enjoying that one possession that they're in currently, and then just to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. If they do that 150 times, and get the most out of it, then we're going to be all right. And then basketball wise specifically is we can't turn the ball over. We got to get a shot attempt every time down the floor. If we got 75 shot attempts in a game, that would be wild. But we have had 68 shot attempts in a game, so you put that in perspective. So we just got to go down and get a shot attempt every time and execute on offense and find the open shooter. And then on defense, we just got to contest everything. And if they make a contested shot, they make a contested shot. That's the way it goes, and we just play the next one. I think we average – The opposing team averages shooting like 13% versus a contest when we contest a shot. And so that's if we just do that over time, we're going to find ourselves on top.
There it is, Royal Valley girls basketball coach David Boucher joining us. Fantastic season that they have had, but now it turns up a little bit with the sub-state tournament. Starting tonight, first-round game against Sabetha. You can watch that on the Sabetha channel courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, again, thanks for all the time throughout the course of the year. Good luck here in the sub-state tournament.
Yeah, we really appreciate you, Brandon. Thank you for all your coverage. And you guys, you're going to need to make it down to another game because we're undefeated when you're in attendance.
You did tell me that. You did tell me that. So, hey, look, we'll keep that in mind, Coach, for next week. But go get them here tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, sir.